The next portion of the Haggadah reads, Amar Elazar ben Azariah, Arayim Kiven Shivim Shana, Lozachisi Shetel Mar Yitzias Zayin Balelos. Elazar ben Azariah says, I'm like 70 years old. Everyone knows that what that means is he wasn't actually 70, but he was wise like 70. And because the Rambam writes in his commentary on that Mishnah, because he was so studious and he pushed himself very, very hard in his studies, and he was willing to forego a lot of eating and sleeping for the purpose of further being diligent in his studies, so he prematurely aged. So he's like 70 years old. The wisdom of 70, he looked like 70 because of all his diligence, and he still did not merit to find where it's alluded to in the Torah to recite the story, just the concept of the Exodus in the Kriyat Shema of the evening prayers. Acha Darsha Ben Zoma, Lamar Tiskar Siyom Tesom Eretzon Kermechayecha. So Ben Zoma came and darshaned on the Pasuk, in order to remember the days of the Exodus, all the days of your life. So what's the all the days? Yomechayecha Hayom, Kermechayecha Halelos. The days of your life, that refers to the daytime Shema mentioned Yitziat Mitzrayim. That's what we do with the third parsha of Shema. You know, the final pasuk says, I am Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim to be your Lord. So days of your life, that's the days. All the days of life comes to include the nights also. So mention the Exodus and the Kriyat Shema of the night. And the Chachamim say, Yemei Chayecha Mazeh, Ko Yemei Chayecha Lavi Yemos HaMashiach. Days of your life are this world. All the days of your life is referring to the era of the Mashiach. So there's a few difficulties here. First of all, we have to understand what is the argument between the Chachamim and Rav Elazar ben Azariah and Ben Zoma. Elazar ben Azariah and Ben Zoma say that it has to be said at night also, and Chachamim say, no, this pasuk is coming to teach you that you'll talk about the Exodus even after Mashiach comes. You won't forget the Exodus. You know, what are they arguing about? What's the difference between them? But what's more critical to understand is, what does this have to do with the Haggadah? Over here we are talking about the daily, year-round obligation to mention the Exodus. So what does it have to do with the special laws of Seder night? Where we have to talk about the Exodus in a certain pattern of question and answer, and at length, and all the other detailed halachas that don't apply year-round. During the rest of the year, you just mention it. Is we have another fundamental question. Right? The din law of mentioning the Exodus year-round is a part of Kriyat Shema, a part of our commandment to accept God's yoke of majesty twice a day. Why is it a part of Kriyat Shema? Right. So to answer all these questions, we're going to recap the concept that we mentioned before, that Seder night ushers in a new world order, and this is the world order that God originally envisioned when he created the world. So the world is finally being forced to live by that order. And that's what the Exodus has to do with Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is to accept God's majesty. That means you become a citizen of God's kingdom when you say Kriyat Shema. So Kriyat Shema is to reaffirm that you're a part of God's order. And that's why it's very apropos that in Kriyat Shema we accept upon ourselves God's majesty. We're citizens of God. We live in His world, so we live by His world order. Well, His world order that we affirm that we're committed to, that world order came into the universe, you know, in a way that was visible from the Exodus onwards. So that's why we have to mention the Exodus in Kriyat Shema. That part we understand. So now the deeper point that the Chachamim on one side, and Elazar ben Azariah and Ben Zoma on the other side are bringing in to the picture, is that the world order that became manifest with the Exodus, it's not just a world order for the here and now. The Chachamim are saying that Kol Yemecha, all the days of your life, includes the time after the Mashiach. That means that Yitzias Mitzrayim set off a process that everything that's a part of the destiny that God intended from the world that all started from the Exodus. I mean, the fact that we're going to even make it to Mashiach, that's not going to be something separate from the Exodus. The Exodus triggered a whole process, right? A developmental process. A certain order was put into the universe that will take us to Mashiach. Right? Everything that's called God's order and God's plan for the world, all of it was encoded in the Exodus, and the Exodus made it all possible. So the fact that we're going to make it to Mashiach, we owe that to the Exodus also, because that's when God forced a destiny on the world, right? Part of the order of the world is the order of destiny. So that comes from the Exodus also. So that's what the Chachamim point out, that even what's going to happen in the days of Mashiach, that's all built on top of the Exodus, because the Exodus makes all of that possible, because destiny was made possible by the Exodus. That's the point that the Chachamim are raising. Reuza ben Azariah and Ben Zoma are raising another point, right? That albeit everything that's called order comes from the Exodus. Order, we mean God's order, the order that God wants for the world, which includes a proper Jewish life in this world, and it includes also the Messianic times. Everything that's called the order that God wants, that all came into existence by the Exodus. The Exodus is what sets it all off, sets it all into motion. But what about the things not called order? And that's what nighttime represents. At nighttime, everything that we call order closes down. Right? The markets are closed. The stores are closed. That's when it's dangerous to go out. Right? Nighttime is a time of darkness and confusion. So everything that we call non-order, that's what's represented by night. So the Exodus gave us the proper sense of order. Order as God wants it. And like we said many times, that's what renews itself every Seder night. What about the things that are out of order? The chaos that there is in life. The chaotic aspect that there is in life. So we have to recognize that the chaos is not a real chaos. It's not a real departure from order. It's all a part of the system. Right? Just like in Jewish law, the new day actually starts from the night. And you think that night is some type of form of breakdown, but it really is what ushers in a new era. Right, ushers in a new day. You first need that the old day should go out in order to bring in a new day. And that's why the night is the beginning of the new day. It pushes out the old so you can have the new. Right, so that's a whole different perspective on all the confusing times that there are in life. You have to understand that they're really stepping stones to higher forms of clarity. And God brings the confusion and the challenges on. He brings them all onto the stage to force you to move ahead, to force you to change perspective, to force you to reach a higher level. And that's the special reason why we have to say Kriyat Shema again at night, even though we said it that morning. We have to say Kriyat Shema, you know, to accept God's yoke of majesty, even over the chaos. That it's not that just God is king over order and what's out of order, so that's chaos. So there's no order over there, so there's no kingdom over there either. You know, God is king over the chaos also, and somehow the chaos is a part of the order, and it's a stepping stone to go from one order to a higher order. And so you need the chaos in the middle to move one order out and bring a higher order in. Right. So that's why we accept Kriyat Shema at night also, to accept God's majesty, that the chaos is a part of God's kingdom also. And that means Yetzias Mitzrayim, when God took us out of the being subjugated to the Egyptians and the low levels that we were at when we were under the Egyptians, that power remains with us to always be able to be extricated from any type of bad situation or any type of confusion that we ever fall into. So we have the power of the Exodus within us that we'll get out of that problem also. Just like we got out of Paro and we got out of Egypt, we have the power of Exodus to get out of any type of bad situation, any situation that's metaphorically called night. We have the power of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the power of the Exodus that will make it out of there. And since we will make it out of there, so why do we fall in there in the first place? Only as a stepping stone to make it out of there and find ourselves on a higher level. So we find ourselves in confusion to be a stepping stone to reach higher clarity, and you can be sure you won't be stuck in the confusion. You have the power of the Exodus with you, and just like it got you out of power and out of Egypt all those years ago, you will never be stuck permanently in any type of low state. You'll always make it out again. And that's the unique aspect that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and ben Zomar are pointing out. And as the Rambam says, as does the Shlach Harish, the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah don't disagree in the big picture. They had a disagreement in how to understand this particular pasuk, whether the special or the kol is alluding to the Messianic era or if it's alluding to nighttime. But in the big picture, they agree that both perspectives are true. That everything that's called order and everything that's called God's plan for the universe, that all came into being at the time of the Exodus. God set it all in motion. But there's also the fact that the power of the Exodus is perpetually with us to extricate us from any rut we ever may ever fall into. And that's the aspect that you say it at night also. And that's the aspect that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and ben Zomar are pointing out.